Estate Today, connecting you with real estate professionals every week.
Back now with our special show, Sell Like a Pro. All about using the same strategies professionals use when they sell their own place. And right now, let's talk about marketing your home. As you probably know, today it's all about the online presence. So how can you make your house shine online? For that, let's continue our conversation with Justin Knoll, Realtor and President of Madison & Company Properties in Denver, Colorado, and the Chair of the Colorado Association of Realtors. Justin, thanks for coming back on the show.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me. Excited to be here again.
We are so glad you're here. So, Justin, let's continue our conversation about selling like a pro by talking about marketing your home in 2019. Now, how important is online marketing? The photos, the videos, the virtual tours. Is all that much more important now that the markets are starting to shift?
Yeah, it really is. It still plays. You know, when I started in 2000, I would go show a house. You'd open the door, and it was the first time somebody saw that house. They were walking in like Christmas morning, and they didn't know what color the kitchen was going to be. There was no online pictures. There was nothing, right? So it was a surprise. The emotions of walking in that house have changed dramatically. By now, in fast forward to 2019, by the time somebody walks in a house, they already know the configuration of the house. They already know what kind of countertops the kitchen has. They know everything about it because they've laid in bed or been at the office looking at houses all night. That's the reality. So it does matter what is out there. It matters that you put your best foot forward right now. People are as picky as ever. They are just passing over things that don't look good online. I can tell you, when there's a house that doesn't look good online, it doesn't always mean it doesn't look good in person. Sometimes the pictures don't do it justice and people pass over it. So the online presence is the first invitation for somebody to come in and say, come look at this. This is where you need to be.
That is so interesting.
Yeah, they are moving on quickly. There's so many options for a lot of people. Even in a shortage of inventory market, there's still some options to look at. And people are picky. They don't want to buy something they don't enjoy looking at online.
A question for you about online, Justin. How about social media? Would you recommend putting the house you're selling on Twitter and Facebook and Instagram and Pinterest or not?
Yes, absolutely. Go where the eyeballs are. I mean, that's where people are. That's where they share. That's where the conversation is being had. That's where they send properties to their friends. Today's consumer purchases with kind of a tribal approach, right? They're empowering their friends and family to come look at houses with them. And so they want buy-in. Today's consumer wants more buy-in. They want people to tell them that what they're doing is the right move. So if we can get that in person, fantastic. But it starts with social media. People are sharing this in social media forums. It's an absolute must.
Interesting.
Without a doubt.
So from a 2019 approach with online marketing and social media, let's rewind the clock back to a 1950s approach.
Yeah.
Would you hold an open house? Because as you know, there's some debate about whether open houses are still important in today's digital world.
Yeah.
What do you think?
Yeah. Yeah, I think it's still, people want to touch and feel and smell the house and see what it's about and see the configuration of the rooms. You can't always capture that online. It doesn't always give you the best sense. So yes, I do think open houses are important. I do think what's changed is we typically would do them on a Saturday or Sunday. Right. We'd hold them at the same time, 10 to 2 or 12 to 4, whatever it was. We'd have snacks and everybody does it kind of the same way. The approach that we're kind of taking now is don't just wait for the weekend. Right. People are making moving decisions during the weekday as well. So I encourage people to do what I call rush hour open houses. When people are coming home, you know, between 4 and 6 and 7 o'clock, have an open house. Invite the neighbors over, invite some of the buyers that you may have been talking to that this might work for, invite them over and have wine and cheese, have a different kind of setting, but don't wait and do it the same way it's always been done. There's too much opportunity to change things up. And again, today's consumer is different. They aren't just working Monday through, you know, Friday, 8 to 5. They're all over the place. They're telecommuting. So we've got to adapt to them and have things available. That is one key difference, I would say. Don't just wait for the weekend. Buyers are ready to buy all the time.
Justin, I got to tell you, that's one of the smartest things I've ever heard, because you're right. You're looking for a house not just Saturday and Sunday. You're looking all week.
Yep. It's all consuming. That's what we know about today's buyers. It consumes every part of them throughout the day.
Interesting.
I mean, it takes over. There's too much information. So they want to go see it and touch it and feel it.
Okay, Justin. So sticking with the idea that you are selling your own home, you get an offer. Now, as a seasoned real estate professional,
yep.
Do you still do what the consumers do and go right to the price to see what they're offering? Or do you dig deeper into the terms and sort of leave the price alone at the start?
Yeah. I mean, boy, I wish the realtor inside me gave the answer of, well, of course I read every part of the contract before I get to the price, but yeah, I'm human, right? I'm human first and foremost. And the thing that really drives real estate in a lot of places is the value. So for me, I did sell my home not long ago and I didn't do it. I ran it through my team and they did it and they treated me just like a client. And when I got an offer on it, first thing I did was go to the price. Now, once I kind of gathered my wits about me, I thought, okay, this is a small piece of this. What is the closing date? What are they asking for concessions wise? What are the dates and deadlines, all that stuff? So what I would tell consumers is don't be driven by price, but it is a natural thing that that's where you want to go.
Right.
But please understand as a consumer, there's far more that goes into it than just the price. So many ways can affect you or put you at risk if you're not careful. So enjoy that price for a second, but move quickly on to the real details of what will close a deal.
Because you would know better than anyone. The fact is, sometimes the highest offer is not the best offer.
Absolutely.
And sometimes the lowest is not the worst.
You got it. You got it. 100%. There's so many hidden things in there. And you know, when we have people with a shortage of inventory like we've had in Denver, it's hard to sell a house and then buy a house at the same time, right? So many times they had to time it to where they sold their house, then they were paying the new buyer rent back to let them stay in the house until they could move into the new one. And that's a huge bargaining chip. To your point, sometimes that may save them all kinds of money in rent or moving and all that kind of stuff. So yeah, there's details beyond that will absolutely affect everything.
That is awesome. And speaking of that, we heard that in the height of the seller's market, you put your house on the market and immediately the offers come in.
Yeah.
And you have not yet found your next place.
Yeah.
You think that's going to settle down and sellers are going to have a slightly more balanced approach to the whole transaction?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, that's really the key pieces that we're seeing right now is days on market, values of properties, and then that last part is negotiating on the timing of when you can move and not move. So I think the sellers and buyers have more balance. We're going to see more fair deals. We're going to see more people walking away from the transactions happier than I think we saw before. There were just too many moving parts. But yes, we will see that balance and it will give people a chance to kind of breathe, not be forced into situations that they're uncomfortable with, and really just be good to each other. That's what we're hoping for in this market is people be good to each other again, because it hasn't been like that for a while. So
that's a really nice perspective, yeah. Justin.
Right? That's my hope anyway.
I love that. And I really appreciate you joining us on the show.
Oh, it's been my pleasure. What a great time. You do a great job on here, and I'm very thankful to be a part of it.
Well, thank you, Justin. Justin Knoll, realtor and president of Madison & Company Properties in Denver, Colorado, and the 2019 chair of the Colorado Association of Realtors.